Everybody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Sit down real quickly and open your Bibles to John chapter 8. Then said Jesus to the Jews, John chapter 8, verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man." "How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" There's nothing wrong with me. I'm not in bondage to anything. I've got it all together. I'm already free. Who are you talking about I can be free or I can have some more? Don't you know eye has not seen nor ear has heard the good that the Lord has for you? Praise the Lord. Don't you know that God's got more freedom for you, more life for you, more liberty for you? And it's only the devil to say, "Hey, I don't need anything. I don't need anything." We can come to church and say, "I don't need anything out of church. I don't need anything out of the Word. I've got it already together." What are you talking about being free? I'm here to do you a favor. "Verily I say unto you, ye shall be made free." And Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. But the servant abideth not in the house forever. But the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father." They answered and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said unto them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham's. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father." Then said they to him, We were not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God." Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me. But I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither I came of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you cannot hear my words. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abideth not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? And Jesus answered, I have not a devil, But I honor my father, and you do dishonor me. But I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never die. Somebody say hallelujah. Say praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, you can do better than that. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Going over to verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know from whence I came and whither I go, and ye cannot tell me whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone. I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am the one that beareth witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Somebody say hallelujah. That means, verse 18, he said he's true all by himself. The anointing will come in the room, and God will come in the room, and he's bearing witness of himself. He doesn't need your witness. He doesn't need your agreement. Come on. When he comes into the room, he's already bore witness. He comes to do what he's got to do. He doesn't need anybody's approval. Come on. He bears witness of himself. He already came with agreement. It's already settled. Then said they, somebody say hallelujah. There are a lot of people that think that they can stop the plan of God, that they can stop the will of God and do so many things. But I tell you what, the anointing comes already bearing witness of the Father. And notice that they tried to stop this agreement. I tell you what, agreement with the will of God. You agreeing with God the Father settles things. And all of these people thought he had to go through them, or that they had to approve of him and say, hey, I said this is who you are and this is what you're supposed to be. He said, I don't need you to tell me who I am. The Father already bears witness of me. I don't need you to tell me what I've got. I don't need you to tell me. See, there are so many people who say, oh, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. But the Holy Ghost is telling you already. I've already bear witness of the Spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. And it's already done. That's why you should be very cautious to blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Blaspheming the Holy Ghost. How do you blaspheme the Holy Ghost? Thinking. Amen. Thinking that you got to be careful about the things of God. You have to be very cautious about the things of God. Let no man call with God, things common with God. You're going to run into trouble because one day you're going to touch the wrong thing, walk in the wrong room. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm talking about with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, and end up in trouble. I'm trying to be vague because I don't want to get too blunt. I am one that beareth witness of myself, and the Father sent me beareth witness of me. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you what, when God sends somebody your way, or when he sends the anointing your way, or deliverance your way, God's bearing witness of that thing. Amen? They're not looking for your approval. If you want to stay there and die, you can. Then said they unto him, Where is thy father? And Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, you would have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way. Somebody say, I go my way. I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whether I go, you cannot come. Isn't that a rough scripture? Because he came their way. When he came their way, they were not able to recognize and reverence him for who he was when he was ready to do it. See, there are a whole lot of people that are going to catch on to things too late. That's how it is in the last day. They don't want to believe God. They don't want to follow God. They don't want to make Jesus the Lord of their life. When he's here right now, the anointing's here right now to deliver and to set free. Right now, the anointing of God is here to do those things. But there are a lot of people that blaspheme that anointing, make light of that anointing, make light of that grace, don't take advantage of it, don't listen to the word of God. You better listen to it while you can. Because there's going to come a day, amen, when he's going to go his way. He's going to gather up the church, which is his body. Going to gather up the anointing, which is his body, capture it away. And many people are going to try to run in. Where's that anointed message? Where's that prophet? Where's that teacher? Where's that preacher that we heard? Where is this one? And you know what? They are not going to be able to find it. They're going to try to seek them, but they won't catch it. And they're going to have to die in their sin. Because they missed the time of their visitation. Somebody say hallelujah. I go my way, ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whether I go, you cannot come. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, if you can't identify who is he, the anointed one. He is the anointed one. He is the Christ, the holy one, the anointed one. And he's the same today and forevermore. Don't you know you got to identify him today just as much so? The Holy Ghost is just as much God as Jesus was. And that's how you're going to be delivered today. That's how you're going to be set today, by reverencing the presence of God. Oh, it's quiet in here tonight. When he sends it your way to set you free, to deliver you, you better reverence it and honor it as the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit by which you're sealed. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then said they unto them, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true, and I speak of the world those things which I have heard of him. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. I think that's just enough to rest right there. Why don't you pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are? That's a little heavy, isn't it? Thank you, Jesus. Come on now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, this scripture reminds me of another scripture in the Bible that says, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart as who did. Look it up. As who hardened their hearts. Who hardened their hearts when God was speaking? Who did? Where were they when they hardened their voice? In the wilderness. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you hear his voice, don't you harden your heart as the children did in the wilderness. Because you know what happened to them in the wilderness? They died right there. You will die. Do you hear what I'm saying? By not recognizing the anointing of God, reverencing the word of God, and taking it for granted. And I speak it out. You're going to see spiritual death. I'm not talking individually. I'm talking about people that have God in front of their face. Cutoff time is here. God's going to turn people over to their own way. Got to make up your mind whether you're going to be hot or whether you're going to be cold. God is ready to go on to a new level. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. You just hear it. He'll come on in. But God will not always strive with the hearts of men. God's not out to fight with you. You'll die. You hear what I'm saying? He will lead you. His people. He said, my sheep hear my voice. Salvation is free. But if you don't, listen, how will you ever escape if you neglect, more or less abuse? Now, there's one thing to neglect something. There's several ways that you can abuse stuff. Come on now. See, some people just neglect their salvation. They don't put anything into it. They don't take it serious. They think it's here today, gone tomorrow, whatever else it is. Neglect. If you're neglecting salvation, who is Jesus, in front of his face, don't you think you're going to escape? Don't think you're going to escape? Somebody else prophesied this, and I thought they were crazy. But it was also prophesied. We're going to see people drop. And I thought that person was crazy. Juanita Bynum was on TV. Said it's time to get right. I see it in Scripture. I've seen it in the natural. You can get away with stuff, eh? Oh, but so long. Oh, but so long. Then it comes. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. The underlying thing of all of this is that God wants to bless. He wants to bless. He wants to provide. He's got a plan. And all of these other things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's God, isn't he? Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Not someone on the Kitalabanti as a Bahaya. John chapter. Third epistle of John. I'm hearing some things here, and I'm going to give it as I hear it. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but follow that which is... Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, and he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Oh, hallelujah. He that doeth evil has not seen God. Follow that which is good. He that doeth evil is... Now, you see, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Why? Because if you don't, you die. You hear what I'm saying? Because if you don't, you die. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. John, second Epistle of John. Oh, Sabahai. There's a deep revelation there. Second Epistle of John, chapter 7. God's ready to come, people. You better hear this with your spirit and pray, so that your ears would be open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to you. For many deceivers are entered into the world. Whosoever confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, this is the deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we would receive a full reward. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. See there, antichrist is anti-anointing, because Christ means the Messiah, the anointed one. Come on now. Somebody say, catch the antichrist. Now, a lot of people don't understand. This is one way to look at this, not the natural way. Now, in the natural way, we know that there's going to be a figure, a person. Amen. But there's also a spirit of the antichrist. You hear what I'm saying? And there are a lot of people said, now this is the antichrist that says that Jesus Christ never came in the flesh. Well, we know that's not true. He's going to come probably out of some religious form. How do we say that Jesus Christ is not come in the flesh? What did Jesus say? He says, I'll be with you. Not only will I be with you, but I'll be where? Where will I be? In you. Said, I'll never leave you and I won't forsake you. I'll be with you even until the end of time. And then beyond that, he said, I'll never leave you. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. The spirit of the Antichrist is going to start religiously, people. These are people that believe we just have the philosophy of teaching, the philosophy of Jesus, the history of Jesus, the teaching of Jesus. Come on now. We don't just have the philosophy of teaching. We just don't have the history. We have Him. It's quiet in here tonight. We have Him. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. Oh, come on now. He's not up in heaven looking down and you find out whether he's real or not when he gets here at the rapture. That's not the way it is. But he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Do you hear what I'm saying? And those people that say, oh, hey, that ain't Jesus. I don't believe all that stuff. Come on now. I don't believe all of that. Somebody say, Jesus, come in the flesh. Well, that means Jesus in the church. Come on now. So that means people get up inside the church and act all kind of ways. Come on. Disregard it. Amen. Knowing that the body of Christ, amen, he's still here. He's still in this room. Come on now. He's in us. He's in the church. When you see the gifts of the Spirit manifestation, that's not the individual. Amen. If Jesus couldn't do it, do you think we could do it? Jesus said when he was here, listen, I can do nothing of myself. He said, I can't do anything. So if anything happens in the church, if Jesus couldn't do anything of himself but had to do it of his Father, it's Jesus doing it today. Amen. He even told people, don't worry about what you say in the last day. You just open your mouth and I'll fill it. So we say, thank God for the anointing. And see, the Antichrist wants us to have religion, but not the person of Jesus. The Antichrist wants us to have religion, but not Jesus. Don't you know Jesus wants to do it himself? He even said to people, he said, listen, I can't find me shepherds anywhere. I can't find me shepherds, because all of them are after their own self, all of them are after their own will. He said, listen, I'm going to have to do it myself. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, it's too quiet in here. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. It's going to say anti-anointing. See, that's how they messed up with Jesus. And see, people think, what are you talking about? He said, greater works you'll do. Let me tell you, individuals, Christians today, somebody say Christians. What is a Christian? An anointed one. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He said, I'll pour out my spirit, and his spirit and him are no different. It's the same. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say, hallelujah. I'm ready to go home. If you want to go home, I'll go home because I don't know you can hang. He said, in the last day, I will pour out my spirit on all what?
Flesh.
His spirit is him.
Amen.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, get your faith together. People don't want to hear that. They want some other religion. But this is what Jesus taught. He said, I will pour out my spirit. Some say it's Jesus. Say it's Jesus. He didn't leave us. He's still here. He will manifest himself through us. Some say he's come. He's come. In the flesh. Oh, that's kind of scary, isn't it? Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ. Somebody say, uh-oh. He hath both the Father, okay, and abideth not, where am I at? Not in the doctrine of Christ, hath not God. Somebody say hallelujah. He that abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, the word of the anointing of the Spirit, amen, hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. There's some things that God wants to reveal. It's time for an upgrade. The Holy Ghost has been showing me that. Holy Spirit's been saying that for about a week. Somebody say, it's time for manifestation. Holy Spirit's been showing me that about a week. Some certain revelations. We're so religious. We're so religious. We're so religious. So religious. We do so many dumb things, don't know how dumb it is because we're religious. Praying with people. Come on. Oh, that's crazy. Sister, when you told me something today, that was the Holy Ghost. You know, because the Holy Ghost told me that on the way to church. You didn't even know when I said that might be God. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Told me that right there in the car. He said, stop praying with certain ones. I said, what? Come on now. What? He said, I don't want you praying with everybody. Now, doesn't that sound bizarre? I said, oh, Lord, you're going to have to help me. He said, I don't want you praying with everybody. I didn't. Find it in the Word. He didn't. Now, he prayed for people at times. He didn't pray with everybody. Oh, it's quiet in here. Come on now. Come on now. He didn't pray with everybody. See, we gotten so religious. Oh, come on and say a prayer. He didn't pray with everybody at different times. He was even selective with the disciples that he prayed with. Oh, see, we want to have church. It's all inclusive. Come on now. We're talking church.
Amen.
We're talking church. Now, we can play games all we want to, but when Jesus prayed, amen, he said, you come with me. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, come on, say a prayer with me. I don't know. I'll pray with you. I'll pray for you. Come on now. Hallelujah. But Jesus prayed with disciples. Come on now. He called his disciples unto himself and said, y'all come on with me and let's go pray. You ain't going to catch him in everybody's prayer meeting. Oh, glory to God. Oh, how many want to be taught the word of God? Let's see, we can be as religious as we want to and hear all this kind of stuff, or we can get in the word. It shocked me until the Holy Ghost showed it to me. It shocked me until he said, he prayed for people. He prayed for Jerusalem, but he didn't pray with them. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, come on, we just going to pray together. They didn't go nowhere to pray with the sinner. They didn't pray with sinners. They preached to them. They preached to them. Prayed for them. Glory to God. And God did. Oh, but we so quick to be religious. Come on, y'all. Let's just gather together. Ain't nowhere to gather. Because they can't get where you got to go. We don't pray from down here. We go up to heavenly places. Glory to God. Our spirit prays. Amen. There's some rooms they can't go in. Oh, it's too quiet in here. We want to play church. Come on now. So I said, let's get right. Let's have church. Let's have church. See, but we done made it so easy. So easy, so religious. Amen. And when we were talking about that thing before, amen, a form of godliness, but they ain't got no power. Has no power. You can go in there, nobody got any power. Amen. Everybody, you know, come on, no power to make a difference, no power to make a change. So it's a shaking time. Say it's shaking time. So you can mess with God all you want to, amen, but you get close enough to say, hey, that's far enough. Amen. You have to be careful. So you can play all you want to out on the outside, amen, but you get to a certain point, hey, there ain't no more playing. You can't act up inside. These even priests and different things couldn't go in there. They had to put bells on them in case they acted up. Amen. They have to drag them out because they drop. And that was that former glory. That was the former glory. So there are certain places you need to go and hang out. Amen. Amen. Ain't nothing going to happen. There ain't no glory. No glory, no power, no anointing. You'll be able to stand. Amen. Amen. But where the power of God is, amen, it needs to be reverenced, it needs to be honored, amen. God is real. He doesn't change. God is real, he doesn't change. Storybook characters play games, amen. But God is real. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying, slap me one more time, you'll die. Heard that earlier. Slap me one more time, you'll die. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I felt the Spirit of the Lord before we were coming to church today. We're out there on the balcony. Had to be quiet. Amen. Glory to God. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Time to get it right. Time to get it right. So that God can do what He wants to do in your life. Oh, praise the Lord. How many excited about it? How many excited about it? We can expect the Word of God to be clearer. We can expect the manifestation of the Spirit to be more obvious. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Notice that when Moses gathered all the people on the bottom of the mountain, he said, don't come too close. It'll turn out on you. Somebody say hallelujah. Every once in a while you're going to get to the place. He told one guy, he said, listen, take off your shoes. For the place that you're staying in is holy ground. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Let us bless His holy name. Well, it's too rough for me. He's just going off in tangents. Well, I don't, all I have is what He gave me. Somebody say, praise the Lord. All I have is what He gave. Somebody say, thank God for the anointing. Say it one more time. Thank God for the anointing. There's some people in here tonight that need deliverance. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will set you free if you want to be free. Or you can stay that way. You can stay that way and let the devil drag you to hell. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't have to feel anything. I've heard what the Spirit of God had to say before we even came here. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can be free if you want to be free. You need deliverance. Come on down here right now and get your freedom so you can go on and be what God wants you to be. Right now, move. I'm going to count to three and I want you to move immediately. Hallelujah. One, somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Two, somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Today is the day of deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. He will set you free. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Don't you know, we got to get to the other stuff. The other stuff was revival. Amen. The other stuff is revival. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost in here. So to say, thank you, Jesus. Do you believe in freedom? Do you believe in freedom and deliverance? God will set you free. God will set you free. That devil will go. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brother, come on up here and help us. I saw it in the Holy Ghost 2 days ago. Come on. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hands are going to be laid on you, and that devil's going to loose. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. We're going to be fighting and playing games. It's just going loose. You hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
It'll loose. Amen. You better get free or it'll kill you. Play with it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Come on over here. Hallelujah. Devil, get your hands off of this woman right now in the name of Jesus. Loose in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hey, foul spirit, come out of this woman. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We can pray over here. Whatever, get out of there in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Yeah, come on,
Yes, manana bushata la bahande le bushande. Ye komoro samahanda ha. Brande amahanda ha. Receive the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Receive the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. La tanamoshi ki mahanda. Sutulomo vora bahande yo samahanda. Someone just bless the Lord. 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 Get up here. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to use you. Glory to God. In the greater dimension. Fire. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say, I will be obedient to the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. I am in the will of God. I am in the plan of God. His will is manifested toward me. God's got a plan. God's got a plan for my life. A great plan. Pray boldly in the Holy Ghost. Sotura mandika sabra tenehata. Frondeneni asura. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You feel free? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you better get the word out there. Better repent. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, sandarabazuramanadrubusaparandi kovramahandahai. Thank you, Jesus. Holabamadahusarahai. Ooh, ik bas dekamunusahai. See, and certain people are alive today because of the call of God that's on their life. That's the only reason they're alive today, because of the call of God on their life. Amen. If that call wasn't on their life, they'd be dead. Amen. The devil would have had his way. But if we have this mindset that we're going to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, when we want to do it, amen, that call will never be what God designed it to be. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So there's no reason preserving. Lomna Hasaya. Been talking about that, turning people over to their own stuff. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Same stuff. Over and over again. The cycle. Over and over and over and over again. Over and over again. Halfway in, out. You're about to get spit out. Oh, hallelujah. Better get right and stay right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's a good God. Be obedient to the Holy Ghost and be blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Here to set you free and deliver and fill you up. Declare it. Say, I have a call on my life. I am not my own. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost confronted me with that. I got a lot of stuff going on. Thank God for the things I got going on.
Holy Ghost said, you don't have anything but the anointing. You have absolutely nothing but the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's all you have. Amen. Don't let the devil deceive you. Amen. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. All you got is the anointing. All you got is God. All you got is the grace and power of God. And all you really got is what he gave you. Hallelujah. Whether it be business or anything else, it's his anointing that did it. It's his anointing that did it. His grace that did it. It's his touch that did it. Jesus said, I can't do anything of myself. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? He done saved you, delivered you, set you free, opened a way. Glory to God. You would have been in a nut house, dead in a casket somewhere. Come on. Yeah! Yeah! So Taliban that a little sata high. Yeah! La manahanda sada. Said, I set you free. I delivered you. I opened the door. I made the way. Glory to God. I did it. Suta Mahandahai. Jesus said, I can't do anything of myself. It's the Father in me. It's God in me. He said, it's him that does the work. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, if you get that revelation, you'll be able to turn the anointing loose in every situation he's got you on.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You could be anointed to do business. Amen. You can be anointed to preach the word. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, Samahanda. Don't you steal the life back that he gave you? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Don't you dare steal the life back he gave you? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ah! Shalalabu sambere tanahanda hai. Sunganamahan. He's called some of you to intercession. Hallelujah. Sotanamananabu satalalahanda hai. Oh, yeah, number Kuframana and the Sarabahuva has sifrated the Bushandaha. Yeah, Kiamonova Sandaha, Lusamahandaha. God's looking for willing, obedient vessels that'll do what he tells them to do when he says to do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Supramahanda, Usebrandio Salahaya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You better make that your confession. Amen. I am called of God. I'm anointed to God to fulfill his purposes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Samahanda Haya. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, Samahai. Oh, Samahai. Ningmono Salabadu Salahaya. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, sopa. Mani yato sime. Mande o sotola manani asindi ala mahanda haya. Fre meni rubu sandara haya. Asam ruti ki mahanda haya. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I'm glad I'm saved.
I'm glad.
Say, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm
not my own. I belong to God. Hallelujah. Sorandi o rubu sakya mahanda. Thank you, Jesus. Where are you going to close this out, brother? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, then. Thank you, Jesus. There's so much here, people. Oh. I better give that to him, Jesse. If you're wondering what's going on right now,
And why is this message given in this way? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And why it comes this way. Let me tell you something. God is jealous. Look at somebody and say, God is jealous. He don't want to share you with the football field. He don't want to share you with the people of the world. He doesn't want to share you with money and all this other stuff. God is a jealous God. Somebody say hallelujah. He wants you all to himself. He wants to be your sole provider. Look at somebody and say, don't provoke the jealousy of God. Right here, Joel chapter 2, before revival. One thing that you will catch before revival. Okay? Oh, separatan and haya. Long run that it will seek and haya. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, and I have to, I know it's late, but I have to give it to you and be obedient to the Holy Ghost. Is that all right?
Amen.
In Joel chapter 2, it says, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, and call a solemn fast. Gather the people and sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests and the ministers of the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Somebody say hallelujah. And let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine inheritance to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then the Lord will be jealous for his land and pity his people. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then the Lord's going to come forth and do what we want him to do. Give us revival. Laddering. Form a rain together. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is jealous for his land. Somebody say jealous.
Jealous.
For his land. Say it one more time. Jealous.
Jealous.
For his land. Let me tell you what his land is, people. Where you plant the seed of the word of God? In your heart. The land of the Lord is your heart. And the Lord is jealous over your heart. Amen. Go on, Jesse. Hallelujah. Thou shalt love the Lord with all of your heart. All of your heart. All of it. So say all of it.
All of it.
All of it.
All of it.
Him only shall you serve.
Praise God. That's a tough one to wrap up. It's hard to follow that. But God is real. Amen. And we know we're learning about the Word of God, aren't we? The Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. The Word of the Lord. You know, several times in the Bible, it talks about, and the Word of the Lord came, saying this. And that, and Pastor Rod gave the scripture today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your heart. And when God speaks, the worst thing you can ever do is act like you already know. Take it lightly, be familiar. Say, oh, I already read that in the Bible. Oh, I know what they're going to say, and I know what that means. Amen. God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, as you learn more about him, you'll hear things again and again, but it's not just the same. And we can't ever take it lightly. Amen. We need to appreciate it. In Bible school, we studied about 400 silent years that took place between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And even at the end of the Old Testament, it talked about the word of the Lord was precious in those days. It was very rare that God spoke. So we had 400 silent years where nothing happened until John the Baptist came on the scene and then Jesus. So, and even in the New Testament, we do have the Spirit. But how many of you know there are a lot of Christians living in silent years, going to silent churches, amen, where the word of the Lord is not. Silent Christians living in silent years, amen. When you harden your heart, you harden your ability, and you put up a wall so that you're unable to hear or see what's going on. Don't harden your heart. We've got to obey, and we've got to obey today. When you hear the voice of the Lord, you got to obey today. If you don't do it today, you're not going to do it tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear the Lord, amen. There's a lot of todays in the Bible. There's a lot of nows, right now. How many of you have ever told your kids, I want you to do this, and I want you to wait till tomorrow to do it. When you feel is best, then you can do it. How many of you tell your kids that? Not too many times, amen. How about, I want you to do this right now. You do this today, amen. And it's not because you're mean to your kids. You know what's best for your kids. God has a word, and more often than not, that word is today. You got to make a decision for today. That we think way too much about tomorrow. We put way too much thought in, well, what's going to happen tomorrow? What am I going to eat? What am I going to wear? Am I going to have money? Am I going to not have money? Who's going to be my friend? Who's not going to be my friend? Amen. Where am I going to be? What am I going to be doing? We think a lot about tomorrow, but if you never think about today, you're always living in a day that's never there. You're always living in tomorrow. But God says, take no account for tomorrow. But today we need to obey the voice of the Lord. Amen? Amen. So to wrap it up again, take it seriously. Every time you hear it, realize that God's trying to give you something. And obey it today. Amen? Amen? You got to do that. But I believe it's awesome. I believe there's a lot more. And I just anticipated, before Pastor Wright even taught, that God really had something. And I know that it's good. And another problem you can do in hearing the voice of the Word of God is to be offended. If the Word comes and it might convict you a little bit, and you choose to get offended, remember when Jesus healed or tried to heal in his hometown, they were offended at him. They were offended. Oh, we know that person. Oh, that's old Jesus down the street, around the corner. We know him. We knew him when he was this high. He's not going to do anything. Sometimes we can say, oh, that's just Pastor Rod. We know him. He's just saying this. He's always said this. You take it lightly. You get offended at him. Amen? And that stopped them from receiving from God. Right there. Right there. Jesus wanted to heal. He was ready. He was prepared. Amen? And so Jesus, instead of being able to heal, he had to go around teaching people because they didn't know. Amen? So don't be offended at the word. At what God's doing. Don't ever be offended. It's for your good. Amen. Even if it's rough, it's for your good. It's for your benefit. God wants to bless you. Amen. Praise God. I think that's good. Anything, Pastor Rod? Hallelujah. I guess you're dismissed. You can go. Hallelujah.